from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Holy cow. I just saw on Twitter in the break, back in the, 3 o'clock hour, we were talking about the Olympics and so forth and whatever else. And then we got to Charlie's Sound of the Day. And we were talking about this, pistol shooting Olympic sport or whatever the heck it is. And Charlie was talking about this dude from Turkey who just showed up and was shooting at the target with one of his hands kind of in his pants, kind of chilling out and shooting. The dude wasn't even wearing special lenses. This is from Warren Sharp. 51-year-old out of Turkey shows up to the Olympics for shooting without special lenses, without ear protection, hand in his pocket and both eyes open, and casually takes home a silver medal. You close one eye or whatever. What in the world? That is nuts. That is totally crazy. All right, joining us now, he is Tim Uma of BrewerFanatic.com. Always love having Tim Mumma on. He was speculating earlier on Twitter that I was bringing him on to simply yell at him about the trade deadline. That's not true. I have other things to yell about. You can follow him on Twitter at Tim_Mumma. My first question to you is this. Am I nuts for saying that I think that Jackson Chourio may be the best brewer of all time before this is all said and done?
Well, I mean, that's your job, is to be a little bit nuts, right, on the air. That's kind of where it comes from. I mean, I obviously you can see where he has incredible talent and high potential, and you know, the list goes on for what he could do. But, of course, you got to slow down a little bit. That's a pretty high watermark.
Why? What's so high watermark about it? Can he hit 40 home runs and steal 40 bases in a year and hit 300? Yeah.
Yeah. And there have been guys throughout the history of baseball that have looked the part for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, and it just doesn't happen.
Are you one of these guys that don't like the Jordan Love contract extension either?
I'm good with that. That's a completely different thing. You're saying this guy's going to be one of the best, if not the best,
yes,
of all time.
Brewers.
I understand, but that's just my mentality. Like, if somebody's going to be that high on someone, I'm going to pull them back. If somebody's going to be that low on someone, I'm going to lift them up. I got a guy play a little more in the middle than you have.
Let me ask you this. Who is one right now for you in Brewers history?
Well, I'm biased, so I'm always going to go Paul Molitor. But and then, of course, you have Braun and Young.
Braun's a cheater. He doesn't qualify. No. Yeah. Braun cheated. We don't know how long he cheated. There's no way he's in this conversation. So it's Young or Molitor for you then?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's always going to be Molitor for me. I actually think he did more dynamically, and he kind of got the short shaft when it came to as a fielder. But hey, Robin Yount's great too. Those are going to be the top two always in people's minds.
Jackson Chourio, athletically, and everything about Jackson Chourio is going to be better than both of those guys. Again, if he stays healthy, that's obviously it. And think about it. Chourio has gone from level to level. He struggles at a level, catches fire. Then what happens? They move him to another level. He struggles, catches fire. They move him to another level. This year, he struggled, catches fire. Guess what? There's not another level to move him from. He gets to face these same guys he's facing now. Next year, the year after, the year after, the year after. His hands are lightning quick. He's one of the fastest Brewers probably of all time. So he's going to steal a ton of bags. He's got power. I don't even know how much of a weight program the man's even ever been in at 20 years old, but now he's up here at the big league level, so he's just going to get stronger and continue to fill out as he's at 20. I've said it, and other people have said it, like, he's going to kind of be like the Giannis of the Brewers, where you're going to talk about this kid in the MVP race from time to time throughout his career.
Look, I'm not disagreeing with anything about his obvious talent and physical tools and, you know, just the way he plays, all of that. I completely 100% agree, and I love what they did right off the bat, locking him up, doing that, you know, going with that strategy, because I do agree, if I had a bet on it, he'd be making way more money if they'd gone year to year going through the arbitration system and they have to, oh, shoot, we better sign him to a big free agent deal. And at some point, that'll come up, obviously. But, yeah, look, if I want to put my money on it, he's going to be one of the best. Sure, there's a long way to go, and baseball is so humbling that you just can't predict those things. Heck, he could be rookie of the year this year and next year just can't figure it out, and that's the way it goes sometimes, and then he takes off from there. But I'm 100% behind you, and right now he is their most dynamic player, the one you trust the most hitting right now, which is a little disconcerting that a 20-year-old is the guy you trust the most at the plate at this point. But, I mean, I love what they did. I love what I've seen from him. I mean, for the most part, I think they've handled him terrifically well and not sending him down when he had his struggles, and I think it's starting to pay off. And man, I can't even begin to express how high the ceiling is. I'm just not going to predict the best of all time right now, but that's your guys' job on the radio to do that.
Okay, Tim Mumma of Brewer Fanatic. The Frankie Montas trade, I don't like.
No.
At all. ERA over 7 in the month of July. He had a decent June. That's fine. He hasn't really been good since Oakland, which was a couple of years ago. I don't like the fact that he's given up 6 home runs in his last 4 games, which also is not a positive when you're coming to American Family Field. So I don't like that. You don't have him under control. I mean, technically you do at $20 million for next year, but they're not paying that. So no. He becomes a free agent at the end of this year. So this is essentially a rental. You give up Junis, who you may or may not have brought back because he has a buyout too for, you know, $3 million instead of $2 million like Montas. And then you give up Joey Weimer at 25. Now, I understand. Joey Weimer, when he was here at the major league level, didn't live up to expectations. But we all said that his whole approach to batting was horrible and that they needed...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. you remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To fix it. Well, they did fix it. In the offseason, he struggled coming out of the box. He was struggling at the minors, caught fire in July. Maybe he's figured it out. Maybe he hasn't. But he's still only 25. And you sent him to a division rival that plays in a bandbox like you in Cincinnati, a Great American Ballpark. This could really come back and bite the Brewers in the butt.
I wasn't a big fan of the trade. I get the Joey Weimer side of it. I feel he's somebody that a year or two ago when his stock was higher, that's when they should have, you know, got rid of somebody from their surplus of prospect outfielders to make some sort of splash. They didn't. They held on to everybody. And you see his value couldn't have been that high if that's what you're, you know, getting to give up Joey Weimer. And, yeah, it could come back to haunt him. But, you know, if it doesn't matter if you play in a bandbox if you can't make contact. So I don't know how much it's really going to matter. I'm guessing he'll have one or two big home run years and he'll kind of fade away. As far as Montas and Junis, I mean, when it first went down, truthfully, I was more confused about that just because I felt Junis was pretty valuable when it comes to multiple inning, middle relief, possible starter. I mean, you see where the Brewers are just constantly trying to fill guys in and having to make up for the starter's lack of innings, and it just seemed like he really fit a good role there. And I understand they're trying to match up money and they have to figure out roster spots and all that, but I don't know how Montas is the guy, and unless, again, they saw something, you know their pitching lab is great, but typically that takes an offseason to
Correct.
Work with them. They usually can't do it yes. in season. We've even seen when they bring bullpen guys over the last few years, it hasn't worked out for them.
Yep.
So, 3 years ago, if you had Montas and Savali, you'd be feeling great. Now they're both kind of like, they could give you a little something, they'll eat some innings. But it's really underwhelming, and that's kind of feel how the deadline was overall for the Brewers. It's almost like they, again, we're talking on both sides of their mouth, like, yeah, we have a team, we're in first, we're going to push, not necessarily go all in, but they're going to, you know, add, and then like, we like our guys. And truthfully, all of July, and especially since the All-Star break, they're lucky to kind of been able to tread water and keep the lead they have so far.
Tim, we talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour of Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. If you missed it, go back, listen to it on your Audacy app, AUDACY, or go to 1250amthefan.com. If the playoffs started tomorrow, who are the front three in the playoff rotation for the Brewers?
I mean, it's got to be Ray. You got to trust Ray. I mean, I'd love to say Peralta, but boy, it's been discouraging. There's something about Tobias Myers that I really mm-hmm. like. So I think it's Ray. Honestly, I think it's Ray and Myers, and then whoever the heck might have been pitching well the 2 weeks leading into it, because it's been kind of a crapshoot. I mean, and maybe it's not even a starter. Maybe it's literally you have to go with a bullpen day, which is kind of sad and scary to say. But, you know, if they get these guys back, that's the one area where I think they should be fine. They're going to get a bunch of bullpen guys and have those options. But, they just picked around the edges and then no splashes, no really nothing that makes you feel good about that rotation. So, truthfully, I'm looking at Ray, Myers, and then whoever's pitching well 2 weeks leading into the postseason.
Yeah. And we said earlier Peralta would have been the third, those three. And I said, you traded for two pitchers that aren't even going to be in your playoff rotation, probably. And if they're not in the playoff rotation, I can't imagine either one ends up in the bullpen because of what they have for bullpen depth, provided everybody is healthy. So they may not even be on the playoff roster.
Yeah, this is such a tough part because give Murphy and the staff and the players credit for being the position they're in.
Yes.
Finding ways to win,
yep.
All the mixing and matching. And I'm talking offensively, pitching and defense, all that stuff. But it seems like it's starting to teeter on that edge of you got to figure this out. You have to figure out who your horses are. And because they didn't make any moves, it's got to come from within. So either guys are stepping up or you got to make some drastic kind of gambles with players that either pulling up from the minors or when the guys come back healthy. Or maybe you just got to switch things around when it comes to the bullpen and starters and really go almost the full Tampa Bay Rays where they just, it's almost an opener every night. And I don't want that. I don't think that really necessarily works over the course of a season, but boy, it's tough to see right now them getting sort of out of this funk without having guys they can rely on. And unfortunately, Peralta's kind of been one of those guys that you wanted to be able to, hey, every 5 days, at least he's going to give us this. And he hasn't done that either.
Sophia Minard tweeted out, Brewers finished July 11-13 in the mm-hmm. month. Pat Murphy, after the game, quote, I think you've seen what they're capable of, and I think we're a young team that's going through it. end quote. I've been saying to Charlie, if this team is going to make any type of run in the playoffs or otherwise, these young hitters are going to have to play better than they've been playing outside of Churio.
100%. And that's where I think losing Yelich and then not replacing him in some capacity in the outfield was a big mistake, because I love Frelick as much as anybody, and he has not been what we expected. He's had his moments, of course. I'm never going to trust Mitchell. Perkins is a fantastic defender and once in a while can come up with those hits, and I don't mind that he tries to bunt at least once a game. But none of that is going to get you consistent wins to carry an offense. Obviously, Contreras is still a good hitter, but he is not carrying the team like he was able to early in the year. Terang is falling off a bunch. So, to your point, somebody's got to step up. Thankfully, Hoskins hit for some power, and Churio has been an all-star since the beginning of June. So, without those guys, you might have already been looking at a collapse that would have been kind of on the 2014 level. I don't think that's going to happen, but, man, they got to start getting some more contributions from either the guys that are up here or, I don't know, give Tyler Black another shot. I don't know what to tell you, because Jake Bowers can give you some power, but he's also as frustrating as heck to watch a lot of times at the plate.
I'm just not on the Tyler Black train. I know a lot of people are. I'm just not there, man.
I'm just looking for something here. I'm looking for a little help in the lineup, you know?
No, I get it. And may I point out that Tim Mumma said the word collapse on this show. Nobody has talked about this team collapsing at any point. So if they collapse, we can go back to July 31st of 2024 when Mumma called his shot from BrewerFanatic.com. Tim, thank you so much for coming on, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Sparky.
Take care. There he is, Tim Mumma.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.